Open enrollment for the Colorado Health Exchange began on Saturday. Can you tell me about what that means?
What that means is all Coloradans who do not have access to employer-based health insurance, they're not 65, so they're not on Medicare, they make more money than Medicaid, can enroll in health insurance for 2015.
And how long does this open enrollment period last?
Open enrollment this year will go from November 15th through February 15th. But it's important for Coloradans to know that if they want their coverage to begin on January 1st of 2015, they need to enroll, select a plan, and conclude the process by December 15th.
Connect for Health Colorado launched in 2013, and its first enrollment period was around that time. This year is the first year the exchange has provided insurance. What is new with Connect for Health Colorado, and what will be different this enrollment period?
In 2014, we had 150,000 customers. What we're doing right now is renewing those customers and making sure that they're happy with the plan that they have. Plan costs have changed dramatically over the year. Some plans have gone down by as much as 25%. Some plans have gone up. So it's real important that our current customers understand that there are many different options out there. We have certified brokers in the North Fork region. So we're busy doing that, but also new customers, customers that perhaps did not enroll last year, they have an opportunity now to enroll.
So, Linda, we serve eight counties. We're not just North Fork. Can you talk to me about how someone in San Miguel County or Ouray County could go and talk to a navigator and find out about coverage?
We have in-person, no-cost assistance across the state. The best way for people in your broad region to find a person in their community is to go to our website, which is connectforhealthco.com. And right there on our landing page, there's a button that says Find Local Assistance. They'll type in the zip code, and they can then see who's available in their zip code. They can do a range within 25 miles or 50 miles, and they can see agencies or brokers in within their region that they can call.
How is Colorado's exchange different from the federal exchange?
We were never, ever part of the federal healthcare.gov. Colorado took on, in a very bipartisan way, the hard work of building our own exchange or marketplace. So we are totally separate, and we've continued to upgrade our technology. We continue to train local in-person assisters. We know the value of that. So we've done a lot of training with local agencies, Hilltop, Health Access, Tri-County Health Network in Telluride, Volunteers of America in Montrose and Delta, or just a few of them in your listening area.
All right. Thank you for your time, Linda.
Thank you for the call, Laura.